This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The novel coronavirus continues to surge in Latin America, with the death toll surpassing 100,000 deaths. Brazil leads the region with more than 1.1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. Analysts attribute the rise in confirmed cases and deaths in Latin America to a combination of widespread poverty and widespread distrust of the government. They say there is also a distrust of leaders, such as President Jair Bolsonaro and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who have either downplayed or dismissed the true risk of the virus and failed to impose stringent lockdowns. U.S. President Donald Trump praised what he described as a powerful and comprehensive wall along the nation's southern border Tuesday. This came a day after ordering tighter restrictions on a variety of visa categories. President Trump visited a new section of the border wall in the southwestern U.S. state of Arizona. At the event, the president responded to a question from VOA describing the new construction as really foolproof. President Trump said on Tuesday as much as 500 miles of border wall could be completed by the end of the year. Investor worries about a surge of new coronavirus infections around the world sent European markets plunging Wednesday. London, Paris, and Frankfurt were all down in late afternoon trading. Earlier in the day in Asia, the Nikkei in Tokyo closed its trading session with a 14-point loss, but was virtually unchanged percentage-wise. All three U.S. indexes are trending in a negative direction, indicating losses for investors when Wall Street opens. This is VOA News.